mind. Has joined. Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Okay. Anabakoa. Bidula chimiha. Lati. Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu Nora Ufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dor Sheyehutha Givavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Barhem Taharem Rachame Sitkatha Tamid Gamblem Et Ted Ray Sadi Tav Gimel
Randala
has joined.
Berov tucha nael adata et kuf bet tet nunayan yachid geya lamcha penei zochre kedushata yud gimel amet pei zayin ku shavatenu kabel Ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy on this creation. utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Be'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafin, Notze Awon Wafesha, Vechata'a V'nakei. We will connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabrichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu. Udhilu urchimu. Li'achta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study a verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy to help manifest it and keep it manifesting in the world. The verse we study is from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. The energy of the year 5781, our current year, is redemption. Redemption, providing the children of Israel are prepared. One of the ways we prepare for the redemption is by studying a verse that has the same gematria as the year we are in. That verse is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wigam mehem eka lakohanim lalevim amar Adonai Yohewahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with his root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe hea yozala me behe.
Yo,
Dame be me nuko ayoa hey bewa. Ray I hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me. Me be shi la yo hey anu wa kameta. Hey hey yo anu da. La hey wa me hey ya. Hey me ya. Yo ta la me re hey yo hey yo yo hey me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey shia yo re ta shia hey. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa hey re. Hey yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da. La nu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za. Hey shi hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa a la re yo a a la me ta e. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la me he be me he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day. Which is the 14th day of Shvat. Rabbi Aryeh Moshe Eliyahu ben Rabbi Shmuel Kaplan. Rabbi Yaakov Yehoshua Falk Katz. Rabbi Yechiel Danziger. Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan, very famous writer of Kabbalistic books. Rabbi Aryeh Aaron Aryeh Lefer, known as the Nadvorna Rebbe. Rabbi Elazar Hendelis. Saying the Shema together. Please cover your eyes. Lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai. Be'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'kol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha v'chayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom Alevavecha, v'shinantam levanecha, v'ribarta bam, v'shivtecha b'vetecha, v'lechtecha v'aderech, v'shakvecha u'kumecha, u'ksharetam li'od al yadecha, v'chayu letotafot b'ineinecha, u'ktavtam al mezuzot b'etecha, Uvisharecha. tonight's class is a writing by the Ari about the holiday of Tu Bishvat that starts tomorrow evening. It's titled The Mystic Fruits of Israel. It can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 14, the second column from the left. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to the section titled Tu Bishvat. There's only one link under it, and it will open up to the Mystic Fruits of Israel. This particular handout is very laden with gematriot, and it's really very interesting if you take the time to think about the numbers that you're going to be hearing. We will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidchilu, Urchimu, Udchilu, Udchilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhei, Bavavhe. Le'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. The Ari explains the mystical roots of Israel's seven holy fruits. Hashem is bringing you into a land of wheat, barley, grape, or grapevines, figs, and pomegranates, a land of oil, olives, and honey. And I am adding that olives and honey are incomplete translations. The olive is actually the oil of the olive, and honey is actually the date honey, not the bee honey. The fruits for which the land is praised in the Torah are given preeminence in the Tu Bishvat Seder of the Kabbalists. There are seven species for which the land of Israel is praised. In other words, the Nukva, which is termed the land of Israel, needs to be praised, lest from Zeron Pin's seven lower Sephirot. The phrase, the land of Israel, means the land that belongs to Israel. The land is an appellation of the Nukva of Zeron Pin, the mate of Zeron Pin, one of whose appellations is Israel. These are the six Sephirot that remained above, plus her Malchut, equaling seven. It thus becomes a male principle relative to her, as we have explained. This may be proven by the fact that all types of fruit issue from the earth and are thus not from the male domain, but from this feminine domain. The first fruit mentioned is wheat. It comes from the right axis, that of Chokmah. As our sages have said, the unripe version of the supernal Chokmah is the Torah. We know in this world, and the Torah is made up of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, this being the numerical value of the world's word for wheat. In Hebrew, it's chita. Chita is spelled chet tet he, which equals 22. Every entity that exists in the realm of holiness has a corresponding entity in evil. Of the realm of evil, it is said, instead of wheat, may nettles grow there. The numerical value of the word for nettles in Hebrew, chosh, is also 22. God created the one thing opposite the other. Chof is spelled Chet Vav Chet, equals 22. In general, every entity that exists in the realm of holiness has a corresponding entity in evil. This provides the opportunity for man to have free choice. The next fruit that is mentioned is barley, and this is from the left axis. You will find that the numerical value of the word for barley, in Hebrew, seorah, is twice that of the combined numerical values of the five final letters, plus the unit values, one for each of the 10 letters of the two sets of final letters, plus five unit values for each of the five states of Gevurah. Now that is a mouthful, and it's hard to follow and truly understand the gematria of the word Seora being this way. So let me explain it. Seora is spelled Sin Ayin Resh Hay, as a gematria of 575. Hey, the second letter of the name Havaya, or Hashem, signifies the Sephirah of Bina, the top of the left axis of the Sephirot. Directly under Bina is Gevurah, signifying restraint or withholding. Similarly, the final forms of the letters indicate a stopping of the flow of speech. The five letters with final forms are Kaf, Mem, Nun, Sadi, and Pe. Those letters in their regular gematria total 280. If we double 280, we have 560. If we add one for each of the five final letters, plus one for each of the regular letters that are final letters, we have 560 plus 10, plus one for each of the Gevurot in Yesod, which is another five, and all of this totals to 575, the same as Seora. The additional 10 comes from a kolel attached to the final letter forms, plus the regular letter forms of the final letters. The additional 5 is a kolel associated with the 5 Gevurot that reside in Yesod, yet are sourced in the 5 Sephirot of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. For this reason, the suspected adulteress brings a barley offering, for barley embodies the power of Gevurah. The suspected adulteress, the Sota, is brought to the temple to submit to a rite of judgment. The ink of judgment originates in this inkwell, which Hashem uses to mark all the righteous of humanity. The Archangel Gabriel also derives from this aspect of spirituality. Therefore, he has the inkwell of the scribe at his waist. The numerical value of the word for inkwell in Hebrew, keset, is also twice that of the combined numerical values of the final letters. The ink of judgment originates in this inkwell, which Hashem uses to mark all the righteous of humanity, as it is written, "And you shall draw a line on the foreheads of the men." I am adding, Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 is being mistranslated in the above paragraph. Wehativyat 2 is translated as marked, while it is better translated as label notes. These verses are taken from a vision in which the prophet Ezekiel is shown how God plans to destroy Jerusalem. Delivering the consequences of sin is certainly an act of Gibborah, and is therefore executed by the archangel Gabriel. However, God also tells Gabriel to use the ink to mark a sign on the foreheads of the men who sigh and moan for all the abominations done within the city, and not to approach any man from whom is the sign. Thus, the ink sign is also evinces Gevurah, here in the sense of restraint, of the execution of God's wrath. And we can see that Kesed is spelled 560, which is 2 times 280, which is the value of the final letters. The name Elohim signifies God's attribute of judgment. When the name Elohim is spelled out using a yud to spell out the hey, we have Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, and Pei is 80, a total of 111. Lamed is 30, Mem is 40, and Dalet is 4, total of 74. The hey is 5, and the yud is 10. Remember, I'm spelling out each letter. Yud is 10, Vav is 6, and Dalet is 4. Mem is 40, and the second Mem is also 40, total of 80. All of these numbers total 300. We bolded 8 letters. These are the 8 letters that are used to spell out the name itself. They're not duplicated in the spelled out name. These are indicated in the bold in the above list. The numerical value of the word for stinkweed, basha, is bet aleph shin hay, which is equal to 308. Stinkweed is thus the opposite for barley in the realm of evil, signifying the gevura of evil. The grapevine originates in the middle axis. The word for vine in Hebrew, jephen, alludes to the numerical values of the spelling out of the 4 ways of spelling out the name Havaya, which is 46, 37, 19, and 26. These 4 ways total 128. Plus the 4 letters of the name itself with a kolel for each letter and the kolel for the word. We have Geffen spelled Gimel Pei Nun, totaling 133. As we have seen previously, there are 4 standard ways of spelling out the name Havaya, giving numerical values of 72, 63, 45, and 52. The total of these 4 values is 232. To consider only the numerical value of the letters used in the spelling out process, we simply subtract 4 times the value of the name itself, 26. 4 times 26 is 104, from subtracted from 232. Leaves 128. When we add the kolel for the 4 letters and 1 kolel for the word, we have 133, which is the numerical value of Jephen. This demonstrates the association between the grape and the name Hashem, which is the channel for Tiferet, the central Sephirah on the middle axis. I am adding. The term four unit values is a kolel for each letter. The fifth kolel is the word as a whole. These are all acceptable methods of gematria. There is a caution taught with these methods. One must be able to verify that there is a link between a letter and or a word to some level higher. This is not just made up by a human being, but is verified through meditative techniques. These three are the mental states that enter Zeran Pin from Chachma, Bina, and Dat. And Zeran Pin imparts some of their energy to Malchut. Wheat and barley are associated above explicitly with Chachma and Bina, while the grape was not explicitly associated with Dat. It was demonstrated that it relates to the central axis, on which Dat is situated, directly above Tiferet. However, there are differing levels of how he imparts them to her. When she is situated entirely below him, he gives them to her in one way. When she is level with his Netzach Hoden Yesod, he gives them to her in a superior way. When she is level with Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, he gives them to her in a yet more subtle way. And when she becomes the crown of his head, she receives them on a par with him. I am adding, the above paragraph is one of the most important teachings in Kabbalah. The Sephirot move relative to the other Sephirot. Learn it well. Learn the rules of the movement of the Sephirot. We have described the union of Zeran Pin and the Nukva to be necessary in order to preserve the balance of consciousness between the abstract inspiration and the active inspiration, between the desire to leave the world and become absorbed in divine consciousness and the desire to make the world into a fitting place, a fitting setting for divine consciousness to flourish. These are the male and female aspects of consciousness, of both men and women respectively. The male must couple with the female in order to be properly oriented toward the purpose of life, while the female must couple with the male in order to preserve her perspective and not fall prey to the forces of non-divine consciousness or evil. These couplings can occur on various levels, depending on the mental state of the Nukva. The sages said that the messianic future, the righteous will sit with their crowns on their heads. Know that on the Shabbat, when Zeran Pin ascends to the level of Abba and Ima, only its inner dimension ascends, whereas its outer garment remains below, at its normal level of consciousness. The Nukva then ascends to be level with his inner dimension, being a crown over the head of his garment, which, while remaining below in its usual place, it is then that she receives all these spellings out of the name Hashem on par with him. The ideal state, of course, is for the Nukva to be fully matured, postured as the crown of Zeran Pin, receiving insight and inspiration on a par with him. The state will be fully realized only in the messianic future, when the task of elevating and refining the world into a home for Hashem will have been accomplished, and it will no longer be necessary for Nukva to descend into contracted states of consciousness. consciousness in order to elevate the lower realms of reality on or from their level. The Shabbat is a taste of the world that is coming, and therefore this state is semi-realized on the Shabbat. The fig takes the consciousness from Netzach. This is the principle of the three spellings out of the name Echieh, giving a numerical value of 161, 151, and 143. When Echieh is spelled with the letter Yud, you can see how it's done in that chart. Then there's another way to spell Echieh, and that's with the letter He. And the third level is with the letter Aleph. So we can see 161, 151, and 143. The sum of these three values plus the kolel give us 456, the numerical value of the word for fig. In Hebrew is te'ena. Te'ena is spelled with a gematria of 456, as you can see. These iterations of the name Echieh are the mental state of Ima that enters Erampin, included in which are the mental states of Abba, which are three names of Hashem. It is thus written, he who guards the fig will eat its fruit. He who guards the fig refers to the mentality of Ima. Will eat the fruit refers to the mentality of Abba. The Arizal now shows how the phrases will eat its fruit refers to the mentality of Abba. The mental state of Abba is numerically 3 times 72, which equals 216. As we have noted previously, of the four ways of spelling out the name Havaya, that whose numerical value is 72 is associated with Hakma. The Partsuf of Abba and the Yud of the name Havaya itself. Three such names Havaya give us 3 times 72 or 216. The combined numerical values of the original names Havaya themselves are 78. When to these is added the Kolel, the sum is 295. The numerical value of the word for its fruit is Pirya. 3 times 26 is 78. Then we add another 72. I'm sorry. 3 times 26 is 78. 3 times 72 is 216. When we add the fourth 72 plus the kolel, we get 295. Pirya is spelled Peresh Yud He, which is gematria 295. The reason why all this is associated with Netzach is because anatomically, Netzach and Hod are associated with the two male testicles in which the male seed develops. The male of the male seed is in the right testicle, and the female of the male seed is in the left testicle. We see that the sperm that develop in the right and left testicles, they are relative to each other, male and female. The pomegranate originates in Hod. This is the meaning of the statement in the Zohar. He is in Netzach and she is in Hod. The pomegranate originates in Hod, with, and thus the numerical value of the word for pomegranate, Rimon, plus the kolel, is the same as that of the angel Nuriel. Rimon is spelled 297. Nuriel is spelled 297. This word Rimmon is also the same as the name of the angel Memtet. When we remove the two letters of Tet in its middle, these being the numerical value of Chai, meaning alive, referring to the inner life force of the pomegranate, leaving a Mem to the right and a Resh Vav Nun to the left. Memtet is spelled thus. It can be seen that removing the two tets in the middle leaves the letters that are used to spell Rimmon. The Mem is to the right, etc., since Hebrew is read right to left. The two tets are 18, which is Het Yud, which is also 18. These remaining letters that spell Rimmon are the outer shell that we call the pomegranate, while the inner life force is the entire Sephirah of Tiferet. This is alluded to in the verse, "Lest he eat it and live forever," referring to the fruit of the tree of life. And so it is said of Rabbi Meir, "He ate its core and discarded its shell." The force of evil cannot suckle from the inner life force, but they can suckle from the garment, the pomegranate. I am adding, the inner core of the pomegranate, tradition holds, consists of 613 seeds. This is the beginning of wisdom, Chokmah. In this way, we may also understand the mystical meaning of the verse, "And the angelic beasts were running and returning." The numerical value of the word for running in Hebrew, ratso, plus the kolel, is the same as that of the word rimon, 297. The word for running, ratso, is also to be permutated to spell the word for neck, davar. Savar is spelled Sadi Vav Aleph Resh, and this refers to the neck of Ima, her throat. Ima extends as far as Hod. The inner life force, in contrast, refers to the words and returning, inasmuch as the numerical value of the name Shaddai, 314, is the same as that of this phrase, "and returning." In Hebrew, the phrase "and returning" is one word, the show, spelled Vav Shin Vav Bet, total 314. Shaddai is spelled Shin Dalet Yud, 314. In any case, running is associated with the pomegranate, the shell, while returning is associated with the inner life force. Olives originate in Yesod. Oil of olives originate in Yesod, since Yesod is relatively male Sephirah. We may ponder why the verse does not read simply a land of honey. As we know, land is feminine, an appellation for Malchut, and money, as we shall see presently, is honey, is also associated with Malchut. It thus seems inappropriate that the word for land should be repeated just before a masculine associated modifier. Since then, that Yesod never separates from her, Malchut, and is embodied in the other upper tip of the Dalet, of it it is written, "Better a close neighbor than a far brother." A close neighbor refers to Yesod, which receives the 370 lights corresponding to the numerical value of neighbor, in Hebrew, Shachen. In It remains close to her and does not part from her. Shachen is spelled Shin Kaf Nun, which is 370. The far brother refers to Tiferet, which is occasionally distant from Malchut, as opposed to the neighbor, Yesod, who is always close. He, Zerantin, therefore possesses the facial beauty accompanying the beard, for all facial beauty depends on the purity of this limb, that of Yesod, the reproductive organ, because it is the receptor of the 370 lights that shine on this face. This is alluded to in the verse, and Joseph's beautiful feature and a beautiful face. Joseph is associated with the Sephirah of Yesod and successfully resisted sexual temptation. The reason why the Torah says of oil of olives and honey instead of simply of oil and honey is because, according to the Zohar, the divine names that issue from the letters Yud He Vav are Elohim, El and Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. The combined numerical values of these names is the same as the word for olive. In Hebrew, it's Zayit. Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi is the name Havaya, permuted through the system known as Atbash, in which the first letter of the alphabet, Aleph, is replaced with the last letter, Tav, the second letter, Bet, with the second letter, Shin, and so on. I am adding the Atbash method is considered central column. Elohim is spelled Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, 86. El is spelled Aleph Lamed, 31. Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi is 300. And 86 plus 31 plus 300 is 417. Zion is spelled Zion Yud Tav, 417. The word for oil in Hebrew, shemen, when permutated in atbash, becomes bet yud tet, the same numerical value as the letters yud hey vav. The name yud hey vav is associated with the Sephirah of Yesod. Bet yud tet is 21. Yud hey vav is 21. Date honey, in Hebrew devash, derives from malchut and is the shin vav of the shofar. It's malchut. Devash is spelled dalet bet shin, or 306. The shofar is spelled shin vav, or 306. Thus malchut, which must descend into the world of Briah, is blessed from these seven fruits. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you.